problem. In terms of particulates, environmental tobacco smoke, ETS, is a major problem. The first experimental practice that we did then, we looked at the amount of particulate matter that's involved. Inside that particulate matter then, there's a range of nasty things, there's also a range of volatiles produced. We'll get to the topic of toxic organics in a few lectures' time. One of those is a polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbon called benzoylphapyrene. That's just one of the things that's actually found in tobacco smoke. HCN is obviously hydrogen cyanide. Ammonia is really bad stuff to sniff on. So these are all pretty powerful sort of components. So that's then quite a toxic cocktail. You've got particulates in the wrong range in terms of health, and you've got all of these organic volatiles as well. Sort of values that were achieved. Your background level for these things in the CBD in Brisbane is 8 micrograms per metre cubed of respirable particles. In a pub, before we put in the bans, you were up to 800 milligrams per metre cubed. So that's part of the reason why those sort of bans on smoking inside pubs were introduced. In the States, where it was the only place you could find some numbers, the deaths attributed to passive environmental tobacco smoke are per year 63,000. A far more... That's the passive ones here. That's the people in the same building that are being influenced by it. When I was in France, the lab that I worked in, we had a Moroccan guy there who always used to smoke. And we had a lab that had quite a few GCs in it, except they weren't running on helium, they were running on hydrogen. And I was doing a lot of distillations using ethers. And he would smoke every day in the lab, which is like the scariest thing that you could imagine. That's how much some people in certain parts of the world feel like they need to smoke. Now, it's quite a different philosophy. It's just like part of the philosophy on being is that they can smoke wherever. And so in Australia now, it's a totally different killer fish, but certainly overseas, the norm is to smoke inside offices. But we had three people smoking in the office I was in. France, and it was a little bit bigger than my office upstairs. So this is why it becomes like quite a major problem. Asbestos is one that keeps coming back and back because so many buildings were constructed of a, in particular, type of asbestos, blue asbestos, which is this thing in the picture over here, crocodolite. As you can see, the chemical formula for an asbestos, then it's a silicate mineral with iron and magnesium variable composition. The fibrous structure here was very good in terms of insulating properties, creating some air gaps. The thing's nice and stable, and so asbestos board was used really widely. Like in all our labs, we used to use asbestos board as a thing that you would take a hot beaker and put it down on because it was impossible to make a mess of the thing. Very chemically stable as well. Problem is if you breathe in these thin, short fibres, there's nothing inside you that can attack those fibres once they get in. And so if it gets into the lung then, those thin, short fibres are a point of annoyance to the lung tissue. The cells then try and secrete stuff to destroy this silicate, which is just not possible. And they end up producing such a decent cocktail of chemicals that they actually then induce the cancer in the lung. So that's how it works quite effectively. It's actually the body which induces the cancer due to the fact that it can't get rid of these very thin short fibres that are stuck into it. So Western Australia had a mine, a place called Whitnoon. That town's now closed down. But not just the mine, the whole town's actually been closed down. And there are lots and lots of places around the world with some major problems. I was in South Africa for a year, and we had a big blue asbestos mine sitting out the back in Swaziland. Used to channel the stuff through to Barberton each day. And, you know, like I visited the processing plant there, but it was pretty short duration, which at the time I'm pretty glad that that was the case. I would imagine that probably nobody that was working in that factory at that stage is still alive. It's that potent, this stuff. Thank you. Yep. Once it's in juice, yeah. Yeah, because this one's actually a cancer. This is not talking about emphysema sort of version. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like they now have pretty sophisticated processes for cleaning up buildings with asbestos. The chemistry building in Auckland when I was there, all of the walls were actually lined with asbestos boards. So they basically just, they would do it floor by floor and take everybody out, then they put the whole floor inside a big plastic bag, and then guys go in with spacesuits and clean the stuff out. And then they suck the whole thing completely out, and then they reline it again. So it's a very expensive process. Yeah, well, we've got a few more ideas now on things that are likely to be bad. So particulate stuff now people are much more alert to than they were in the past when the stuff was being used extensively. In Mexico, they cook a lot of tortillas indoors, so again, you can get up to milligram per meter cubed particulate levels in indoor airspace just due to cooking tortillas.